Shalom, Havarim, and happy traditional New Year to you all. And welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my effervescent Bible teacher and lovely wife, Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear. A lot going on, and not just in the Middle East. But before we get into all that, let's ask God to show us his favor.
Will do. Abba, Father. As we have now entered the official year of 2018, we continue to give you alone the highest praise and honor. You are God over all gods and Lord over all. We need you more now more than ever to guide our path and protect your bride in these very last days. Keep us focused by your Holy Spirit power. We beseech you to hear the prayers of tonight's listeners, especially concerning the salvations of our loved ones. Bless our president and tonight's program, and may it bring glory unto you. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. And thanks to all of you who sent notes, cards over the Christmas holidays. Dan and I appreciate your thoughtfulness. It's been a couple weeks since we reported on the news, so let me begin by assuring you that even though we still don't hear much about this particular topic, things are still happening and they're going down. And that's, of course, the topic of child trafficking and the SRA.
Yes, that's an acronym for Satanic Ritual Abuses that are increasing right here in America.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This, of course, has been occurring since Old Testament days. Satan hasn't changed. But as born-again Christians today in the United States, the knowledge of these horrific abuses that I am finding out about is almost too much to bear. As some of you know, I have stated, I myself as a young child around 9 or 10 was a victim of sexual molestation abuse. But let me tell you, there is a huge difference between what I experienced and torturous abuse, often resulting in sacrificial deaths of innocent children, and the drinking of their young blood, and even the cannibalization of their organs, which they believe keeps them youthful and gives them power.
Yes, satanic power.
Yes, and often sell some of the organs for thousands of dollars, as we saw with the Planned Parenthood. It's a very sick, but very lucrative business.
Why do you think Hollywood promotes the vampire movies?
That's right, because many of the VIPs are into it as well, and they want it to be more accepted, as they are also doing that airing of that TV series on cannibalism. Do you remember the name of that show?
I think it's the Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, that's right. And what is the anagram for Santa?
Satan.
Mm-hmm. I have been around for many years, and this is beyond anything I would have even thought of, even 5 years ago.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. As predicted, evil is waxing worse and worse, and we can find that in 2 Timothy 3:13.
So true. Okay, so why are we drawing attention to this? For the children, because they need light exposure. And those of us that host radio programs have been asked by the alternative news sites to get the word out to Christians. Because if you don't know what's going on, how can you pray specifically?
Yeah, you know, 800 children are reported missing each year. 800,000 children are reporting missing each year.
I know. That's about like 2,000 a day.
Yeah.
And that's just in the United States.
That's terrible.
It's millions worldwide. So, call your congressman and tell them you want these sickos arrested. And, of course, pray they are not on the wrong side, if you know what I mean. Now, if you recall, a few months ago, we and other broadcasts asked you to pray that this evil is brought to the forefront. And from what we are reading and hearing, your prayers are being heard. But we must persist. You know, journalists like David Zublik and award-winning Liz Crokin, who is really sticking her neck out by exposing this child trafficking and others, are reporting that the Trump administration has handed out hundreds of sealed indictments in December and are expected to continue.
And many are going to the very elite.
I know. Even those in government, CEOs, including Google's Eric Schmidt, and presidents of companies, and some people in Hollywood are resigning, and it's not just for sexual harassment, although that's what they want you to think, like in Weinstein's case. But he, and in fact most, have an added charge of pedophilia, as in Kevin Spacey, who said, "Well, what do you expect? After all, I am gay." Ugh. And a few years ago, the heir to the DuPont fortune.
Robert Richards, I think it was.
That's right. He actually admitted to raping his three-year-old daughter.
That's awful.
And now his wife is accusing him for sodomizing his toddler son as well. In fact, President Trump has declared January as Human Trafficking Prevention Month. To all of us Christians, this should be a high priority.
And didn't you tell me last week they're even enlarging Guantanamo Prison?
Yes, that's what I understand. I don't know, maybe to possibly house these kind of prisoners among the terrorists?
Yeah, right, because, you know, most cellmates in other prisons, they beat them to death.
Which is exactly why the DuPont guy didn't have to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
He's only on probation. So, we could go on, but you need to spread the word and pray. It is all soon exposed, because I am told about one-third of our government is involved, which is why Hillary gets away with everything.
Well, you know, she's got the goods on everybody, you know, as in James Comey.
Oh, my gosh, yes, and that's a story, but I won't go there. But, yeah, she's involved herself with all this, and they protect each other.
They sure do.
Oh, and one more thing on this subject is last week, President Trump signed an executive order, and they're not talking about that on mainstream media, but it's to freeze all the assets of anyone indicted on child trafficking, and if convicted, their money is confiscated. Maybe it's to help reduce our debt, because most of these villains have millions.
All right. What about Israel?
Okay. Well, they're still, you know, preparing for war. Possibly the bombing of Damascus. Most, but not all of ISIS is gone out of Syria. But the few that are left are migrating into Damascus. Interesting.
Hmm.
Others are laying low as in sleeper cells, while Iran and its proxy armies are still camped out near Israel's border on the Golan. Apparently, Russia is pulling out of Syria. Maybe it's to not get caught up in the crosshairs.
Well, I guess it's a wait-and-see scenario.
Yeah, isn't everything these days?
Mm-hmm.
But the United States, praise God, is standing with Israel.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the Israelis are so happy with Trump, they are naming a new railroad station after him.
Let me see. They're calling it the Trump Train?
It wouldn't surprise me. But it is a high-speed rail that runs underground from the airport in Tel Aviv to Jerusalem's Temple Mount Western Wall area.
Isn't this going to enrage the Palestinians even more?
The answer to that is emphatically yes.
Yeah, well, what about those protests in Iran?
Oh, that's right. This is definitely, most think it's a good thing, because they want Iran to stop using the people's money by paying these terrorists like Hezbollah and Hamas to expand into another Persian caliphate empire. The people want new leaders.
And Trump is tweeting that they should have them.
It is also probable because of so many groups of protesters at approximately 40 different cities breaking out simultaneously that there had to be some kind of guiding force behind all this.
Like Saudi Arabia, Israel, and perhaps the U.S.
That's a good guess. And we can be sure that Washington knows and knew all about it.
Arab Spring, once again.
Although this time it's the Persian Spring.
Oh. Okay. You can send your end time questions by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message of your question to 440-834-9006 and we will call you back. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated, which automatically puts you on our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Thank you, my dear. Okay, well, it is a new year, and looking back at 2017, as far as prophecy goes, was remarkable. And I could list many areas of prophetic interest, but due to time constraints, I will focus on just a few of the more remarkable prophetic signs that certainly typify a world getting ready for the Antichrist and ultimately judgment. As you are quite aware, the technology age has been exploding, especially in artificial intelligence. Sadly, I understand, a new type of a false god has recently come on the scene, and many are hailing its arrival. Yes, an ex-Google executive is starting a church where artificial intelligence will be worshipped. It's called the Way of the Future Church, which will have its own gospel called the Manual, with public worship ceremonies. Now, the idea behind his religion is that one day a sufficiently advanced artificial intelligence will be smarter than humans and will effectively become a god. Yes, this world of technology has declared war on Christians and conservatives. Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and more are either pulling the plug or for sure limiting righteous comments and ideology. Yet, they often celebrate evil. Isaiah 5 has reached new levels in 2017. Then there is the Jerusalem prophecy of Zechariah 12, which has now become an even greater burdensome stone, with Trump's acknowledgement as president and not just a campaign promise, as did Clinton, Bush, and Obama. You know, that Jerusalem was truly Israel's capital and holy city. Greater controversy will surround her in the year ahead, you can be sure. And I do want to point out again that Trump said Jerusalem, not East Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount is, and is the area that the Palestinians are demanding. In actuality, there is already a division, and all of Israel's government buildings are in West Jerusalem, along with our consulate, which, by the way, all we would have to do is change the sign from consulate to embassy, and we could say we moved it, even if only temporary till a new one is built. But that would certainly hinder any peace agreement that Trump really wants under his belt, since the last three presidents have failed. You know, even the Oslo Accords of 1993 with Clinton did not touch on what to do with Jerusalem. That wasn't part of it. And Jerusalem is the key to implement Daniel 9:27. But let me add this. If Abbas doesn't soon come around, the Arab countries like Saudi Arabia in particular will just override him. And it very well could mean a Daniel 9:27 agreement could, in that case, be made, perhaps this year. You know, Saudi Arabia wants our help and Israel's help to contain Iran. So a peace deal could be made to appease the many. As you know, the term peace and security are used in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, but it is a false peace and security. This term was used with greater intensity in the last year. Donald Trump has been heralded as the president who will bring Israel peace and security. Trump even used this term, and so did Fox News on December 18th. I wrote it down. So lots of exciting things to watch for in 2018. Then we have the ongoing salacious scandals, one after another, beginning in 2017, revealing that man's character now reflects the end-time warnings of Romans 1 and 2 Timothy 3. The God of humanism, lovers of themselves. I encourage you this week to reread chapters from Romans 1 and 2 Timothy 3. But those are kind of more worldly things. I think the most troubling, even though we know it was prophesied, is the definitely apparent rise of the Laodicean church. Thank God for a remnant that still desire the deeper truths of God. But so many are getting tangled up in the cares of this life, like Jesus said in Revelation 3, but more specifically in Luke 21. Personal Bible time, one-on-one with Jesus, is severely lacking. It's the last church Jesus describes, because prophetically, it is of the last days. Laodicea in Revelation 3 actually means rule of the people. In other words, people live by their own standards, not God's. Today, many couples, some even Christians, refuse to believe sex before marriage is a sin. And homosexuality either. There's a lot of head knowledge. They need nothing, and they're noted for desiring pleasures. Taking pleasure over a Bible study anytime. In fact, they'll even write down Christian on an application, but extremely worldly. Laodicea was a city of great wealth, was sort of a Las Vegas vacation town. The main industry was financial banking and clothing, especially of black wool, which Jesus addresses to them to buy white wool from him. They had a great medical school famous for its eye salve, which is why Jesus recommends to them using it on their own eyes so that they might see, because they were spiritually blind. He also compares them with their lukewarm springs. And if you know about lukewarm water, it harbors bugs and parasites. So, what happened to their great town? Well, today it's a heap of ruins. And Jesus says nothing good about them, as he did in most of the other churches. Well, that is, except Sardis, because that's kind of a mainstream church. Well, anyway, in fact, Jesus tells them how to get saved, because many obviously were not. In verse 16, Jesus says that he's on the outside knocking to get into the door of their heart. So, let us all beware of the evil forces that are getting stronger as a precursor to the tribulation. It has to be this way. Ephesians 6 states that we are in war, but not with flesh and blood. Evil demonic spirits. So stop looking at evil people and wonder, how can they do such heinous crimes? Well, there's no wonder about it. It's the power behind them. And it's not just speaking to their minds, but also in many cases controlling their minds. These evil entities have been invited through various means and are taking over, especially our younger generation. Get your kids in the Word of God. And know this, judgment is right around the corner. And yes, the gospel is still going out and millions are still getting saved. In fact, Jews and Muslims too. In fact, as I have stated before, they are having vivid salvation dreams and visions, like Joel 2 predicted. So stay in the study of his word. You need its discerning wisdom and its strength, for no one is above temptation. But as solid Christians, we should be able to recognize it when the arrow comes. So, I will continue to encourage you to pursue learning the Bible for yourself. And do not just rely only on what you are told. You know, raised as a Catholic, I listened to priests who said that only some of the Bible is true, and only they could tell me what parts to believe. And knowingly or not, they have passed on these falsehoods to their flock. Teachers are to stir you up to do your own homework. So to prove what you are taught, whether it be true. You know, like to be a Berean in Acts 17:11. And memorize scripture. So to be ready to use your sword, especially now. After all, we know how important it is to be sure we take proper nutrients to keep our immune system up and working well in these last days, so to fight disease. Well, spiritually too. Like I said last week, you must be sanctified. Not just your spirit, but your flesh and your soul, which is your mind. And of course, how do we do that? Well, there's only one way. And it says so in John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. It's right there. Jesus also said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You need to memorize these so that you will have them ready in your mind when you need them. And if God knows that you have them ready in your mind, He will use you. I promise. He is the Word. And all Scripture, here's another one. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. And He wants us to be disciples. So says He in Matthew 28:19. In fact, it was one of His last words. And to be a disciple means a student of the Word. And in John 8:31, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, then, and only then I might add, can you be his disciple. So if you're saying you're a Christian, but you're not getting personal time in the word, you're going to get tempted a lot. And it's going to be much more difficult for you to fight those arrows that come your way. Honestly, why take the chance of that? So, precious one, if you're listening out there and you have never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life, know that Christ suffered greatly and died on the cross for you. You better get a hold of this, because He paid your debt for your sins. Or are you in the Church of Laodicea? Do you just have a head knowledge Christian experience? You know, He said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door, and that's of your heart, and is knocking. I know you hear His voice as He's knocking right now, but He won't crash in. It's your move. You really can be the beneficiary of this magnificent love story written in blood on a wooden cross erected in Judea 2,000 years ago. Just do it. Let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. Psalm 122, verse 6. Till next time, God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.